Bill O'Reilly here, Tuesday, August 17th, 2021. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening across our nation. President Biden explains to the public why Afghanistan collapsed. Donald Trump says Mr. Biden surrendered to the Taliban. The White House boosts food stamp benefits. The push to remove Governor Newsom in California grows. Anxiety now keeping 4 in 10 Americans awake at night. Also ahead, should CNN fire Chris Cuomo? But first, President Biden cutting short his vacation to address the public on Afghanistan. The commander-in-chief blaming the situation on the Afghans themselves for refusing to fight and on Donald Trump. Mr. Biden did not admit any failure on his part for the debacle in Afghanistan. Donald Trump, meanwhile, releasing a series of statements on the collapse, saying, quote, Joe Biden has surrendered to COVID and now to the Taliban. It's not that we left Afghanistan. It's the grossly incompetent way we left, unquote. A snap poll by Trafalgar shows 69% of Americans disagree with the way Mr. Biden has handled the situation. In other news, the White House announcing an expansion of the country's food stamp program, boosting benefits by 30% across the board. The move affects more than 40 million Americans. On average, recipients receive $121 each month for groceries. That number will now go to $157 a month beginning next week, just in time as food prices spiral higher. California Governor Gavin Newsom facing a statistical dead heat in the polls over his recall election next month. Survey from Emerson College has 48% saying they want Newsom to stay, 46% want to boot him out. Conservative commentator Larry Elder leads the opposition. The vote is September 14th. New survey from One Poll says Americans are anxious about the next 24 hours. So-called next-day anxiety causing 41% of adults to stay awake all night. Respondents blame COVID, financial problems, political climate for the lack of rest. In a moment, CNN commentator Chris Cuomo, should he be fired over his brother's resignation? Right back with that. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day, a very big quomotion, or commotion. CNN is not going to fire Chris Cuomo. He was on last night and explained that he advised his brother to resign on and on and on and on. They won't fire him unless, of course, he refuses to get vaxxed. Then he'll be out of there faster than the network's ratings are falling. And Mr. Cuomo should not be sacked simply for being a good brother. Loyalty in America is now rare because it requires caring about another person enough to put yourself at risk. What? What's that? Loyalty? I can hear the millennial confusion from coast to coast. Here's how I see this. Chris Cuomo believes his governor brother is innocent of intentional misbehavior because that's what Governor Cuomo quite clearly says. and in close-knit families, you support your siblings. Before the workplace allegations, Chris had put Andy on his CNN program a number of times, and they yucked it up. Despite thousands of senior citizens dying in New York because of Governor Cuomo's reckless COVID nursing home order. Chris might have been lifting weights when that happened because he didn't really address it. And he should have known better to play Bud Abbott to Andy's Lou Costello. So where was CNN's management while the Andy and Chris show was flowering? Well, they were where they always are, practicing being woke. Old people, not a money demographic, unless they're trans old people. The truth is, the CNN poobahs encouraged the Brother Act, so how can they now fire a guy they themselves allow to run wild? And what would be the reason for the termination? Violating journalistic standards? Come on. Chris Cuomo's program has nothing to do with journalism. It is designed and executed to give left-wing folks solace. Cuomo isn't a bad guy. He's a pliant guy. He does what CNN tells him to do. In fact, that network is doing so poorly, it might consider a new primetime show called The Cuomo Promo. Chris and Andrew would co-anchor, discussing a variety of topics such as narcissism and capitalizing on your famous name. The bros seem to have some chemistry, and maybe people would watch. Maybe not. In the end, Chris Cuomo will keep his job because his boss, Jeff Zucker, likes him. That's loyalty, too, in a somewhat twisted way. And all this talk about standards is the biggest bologna sandwich in the world. CNN used to be a worldwide journalism concern, but that was a long time ago. Now it is in business both in the United States and around the world to promote left-wing policies and politicians. That is what CNN does every day. Summing up, the Cuomo brothers once had it all, just like Bogey and Bacall. But now the ghost of bad karma has paid them a visit, and the confrontation was harsh. I'm Bill O'Reilly, and I approve the message by writing it. For more honest news analysis, please go to BillO'Reilly.com. In a moment, something you might not know.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 23 years ago today, President Bill Clinton addressed the nation on live television to discuss his relationship with White House intern Monica Lewinsky. After months of interviews, affidavits, taped phone calls, Mr. Clinton finally admitted the relationship was, quote, improper and physical. Here's the full story. News of the scandal first broke in January 1998. Editors at Newsweek, The Washington Post, and The New York Times received multiple reports of an affair between the president and an intern. Both Bill and Hillary Clinton vehemently denied the rumors. The First Lady went on the Today Show where she dismissed the accusations as part of a, quote, vast right-wing conspiracy. Remember that? President Clinton then held a press conference stating, I did not have sexual relations with that woman. The allegation sparked a federal probe under special counsel Ken Starr, who was already investigating a series of scandals connected to the Clintons. On August 17, 1998, Bill Clinton became the first sitting president to testify as the subject of a grand jury investigation. After speaking, Clinton addressed the nation and gave his side of the story.
He admitted to an inappropriate relationship with Ms. Lewinsky and said that he regretted misleading his wife and the American people when he denied the affair. The admission sparked a battle in Congress over whether to impeach Clinton. While Democrats favored censure, Republicans called loudly for impeachment, claiming Clinton was unfit to lead the country. In December 1998, the House of Representatives voted to impeach. But after a five-week trial in the Senate, President Clinton was acquitted. And here's something else you might not know. Technology played a major role in reporting the Clinton-Lewinsky affair. News of the scandal was the first major scoop to break on the recently formed internet. The story broke as a small update on the Drudge Report just after midnight on January 17, 1998. The headline, quote, "Blockbuster Report, 23-year-old former White House intern, sex relationship with president." Back after this.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.